With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monatis. Governor Steve Bullock's budget proposal for the next 2 years includes a 10% cut for the Montana Highway Patrol, a $7.7 million reduction that would mean the loss of 27 jobs, most of them troopers. Spokesman Tim Kroll told the Bozeman Daily Chronicle the patrol's reduction is its proportion of the reductions in fuel taxes. The Department of Transportation also faces cuts due to increased fuel tax revenue. Kroll did not respond when asked whether the governor believes the patrol can absorb the cuts while still fulfilling its duties. Attorney General Tim Fox says, quote, "The governor's proposal to slash the patrol's budget while offering no budget solution demonstrates a lack of leadership and a misunderstanding of the public safety challenges facing our state," end quote. Fox said he's confident the legislature will work with the governor to find a solution. Lawmakers begin the 2017 session on January 2nd. Modular homes that are left over from the boom in the Bakken oil fields will soon be helping house people in Missoula. The Missoula nonprofit Homeward has acquired 10 of the small units that were originally meant for oil workers and will be offering them as affordable housing. Homeward Executive Director Andrea Davis says she is excited to provide small homes to low-income residents. The homes had been headed for Sydney, Montana as workforce housing, but as oil prices have dropped, the need for homes near oil fields also plummeted. The Human Resource Defense Council in Bozeman also purchased 75 of the units to help the housing market there. Governor Steve Bullock declared a natural resource emergency today following the detection of aquatic invasive mussels in the state. That executive order triggers the deployment of an interagency rapid response team to the emerging situation. Last month, aquatic invasive mussel larva was discovered in samples at Tiber Reservoir. Further testing at Tiber confirmed the presence of mussel larva. Ongoing sampling and testing efforts turned up water samples from Canyon Ferry Reservoir, the Milk River downstream of Nelson Reservoir, and the Missouri River upstream of Townsend that were suspect for the mussel larva. Additional samples from suspect water bodies are still being analyzed to provide further confirmation. Those test results are expected within the next 2 weeks. Yellowstone National Park biologists say more than 900 wild bison would need to be killed or removed this winter to begin reducing the size of herds that spill into neighboring Montana and stabilize population growth. The park's estimated 5,500 bison is the highest number since at least 2000. Park officials meet tomorrow with state, tribal, and U.S. Agricultural Department representatives to discuss options for managing the animals. Many Yellowstone bison carry brucellosis, a disease that can cause livestock to abort their young. There has never been a documented case of brucellosis transmission between bison and cattle. Neighboring communities have also raised concerns about property damage and public safety from migrating bison. Recent efforts to gradually reduce bison numbers have been largely unsuccessful and drawn criticism from wildlife advocates who want them to roam freely. Yellowstone National Park's Superintendent Dan Wenk has predicted the number of park visitors will keep growing after two straight years of record attendance, but said park personnel are prepared for the challenge. Yellowstone topped last year's numbers by October of this year when the park reached 4.2 million visitors. Park attendance might have been higher this year, but Yellowstone's southern entrance was hit with closures in August because of wildfires and early snow in October. The State Board of Canvassers has not yet decided when a constitutional amendment to expand the rights of Montana crime victims will take effect. The board has been meeting since yesterday to certify the results of the November 8th election. The board is made up of the Attorney General, the State Auditor, and the Superintendent of Public Instruction. Representatives of the Auditor and Superintendent have indicated their support of a July 1st effective date for the voter-approved initiative known as Marcy's Law. But Attorney General Tim Fox's office has issued an opinion saying the amendment should take effect as soon as the election results are certified. A final vote has not been taken. Secretary of State Linda McCulloch's spokeswoman Emily Dean says the board will meet again on Monday about certifying the initiative. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.